So here's something, Trey. OBJ going to the Ravens, $15 million. I think most of that is guaranteed money. What are you thinking about that, buddy?
I mean, the dude got his bag for sure. You know what I mean? For being where he was and the position he was in, you know, struggling to find a team at the end of the year, not getting fully healthy and everything like that. I was kind of hoping for him to go to the Jets with the Aaron Rodgers thing. This Ravens spot, man, I don't know. It's a tough look. I think this could go one of two ways. I think either one, it's going to be amazing and it's going to be great for fantasy with Lamar and Odell connection because they don't really have another great receiver on the team. But the latter way I think it's going to go is that it's going to be a drama fest and it's going to be a Baker Mayfield Odell situation where Odell is a ball hog and Lamar is a ball hog and both of them are mad that they're not getting the ball enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I was thinking the same thing. Like, does that automatically make OBJ the number one receiver on the Ravens?
I mean, I feel like it has to, especially at $15 million and the situation that they're... I mean, the receivers that the Ravens have are not on the level of Odell's performance and don't have the history that he has. So I think it has to make him the wide receiver one. But being wide receiver one on the Ravens doesn't mean you're going to get the ball that much. That's what Odell wants. That's why I feel like it's a weird decision for him to go there.
It makes me wonder if the Ravens are thinking like, hey, maybe we're going to, you know... trade up in the draft and try to pull us a wide receiver out, because if not, that means you're going to be relying on what? OBJ, Nelson Aguilar. They got Bateman over there still, but I mean Aguilar, we know, can't catch in key moments, and OBJ, I mean, what's going to happen when he, you know, cuts too hard and, you know, tears another ACL? He said two ACL tears in the past 3 years. Look, he's making that $15 million. That's big boy money. That's probably, if I had to guess, at least three to maybe even four times what he's worth, man. I mean, how do you think Lamar is feeling about this, Trey, with all the contract talk and stuff like that? Should he be happy about this or upset?
Well, this is the thing, you know, Odell doesn't even know if Lamar's going to be his quarterback. You know, Lamar's talking about leaving, bye Baltimore, you know, so... I don't know if Baltimore maybe did this as like a hey, Lamar, look at this shiny new object toy you can play with. But at the same time, like Odell, it could be anybody at QB. He doesn't know who's going to be his QB. And if it's not Lamar, I think it's a terrible look for Odell.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking this. What if they're like, because we saw that those two talked, like OBJ signed to the Ravens on Easter, called Lamar, they're FaceTiming like, ooh, hey, buddy, I'm coming there, right? Maybe the Ravens are like, look, OBJ, we're going to bring you aboard. We're going to give your money. But your job is to make sure Lamar plays for us next year.
And Odell's like, I got you. Just pay me.
Cha-ching. Here you go, buddy. It's going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting. Also, something I thought worth mentioning, the offensive coordinator that the Ravens got played for Cleveland. He was the offensive coordinator for Cleveland when Odell was over there. So, I mean, I thought that was something worth mentioning. Maybe they're trying to rekindle some old magic. I mean, I'd like to think they did that on purpose, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible that connection at least had a little bit to do with how everything fell through. I will say, though, that with Odell being on the team and being the wide receiver one, it's almost going to be probably the scariest pick in fantasy to take, because you could be getting a top five wide receiver on the year, or you could be getting a complete bust. I mean, just halfway through the season, he just throws his jersey off like Antonio Brown and runs out the locker room.
Well, there is one thing I will say in OBJ's history. Most of his teammates have loved this guy. I mean, everybody loves OBJ. It's something well known around the league. I mean, everybody but Eli Manning and
Joshua Mandy.
Baker Mayfield, I was going to say. But yeah, that guy, I'm pretty sure him too. Nonetheless, I don't think we're going to have like an AB situation here. I don't think he's that guy, but I do know he is known to be a crybaby and have problems. We did a video, our top 10 overrated last year before the season started. OBJ was on that list, buddy.
No doubt.